Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. And we're covering someone who accepts you exactly as you are. And I haven't even read this. So Lord, we'll go on this journey together, guys. Right. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, it's really interesting how in those days, if you had leprosy, there are a number of things that had to be done, right? The first thing is that you had to go to the priest. The priest had to declare whether or not you had leprosy or not. So you get a bit of a pimple or a boil, you're worried about it, you go to the priest and you hope that he goes and diagnoses you correctly. And there is actually a diagnosis for it in the Bible, in Leviticus, very clear diagnosis. If you do have, then the first thing you have to do is you've got to put something over your upper lip so it looks almost like a bit of a beak kind of thing. You can still speak to people, but if you were to sneeze or anything like that, it would blow it downwards, right? So you wouldn't get any transfer of spittle or anything like that onto other people. So you had to put something above your upper lip. And if you had to go anywhere close to people, you'd have to be saying the words unclean, 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 so that people would know not to go too close to you. Because if you were sick with leprosy, it was a very contagious disease. You know, you didn't want to have on your conscience that you'd actually cause somebody else to be sick, but at the same time, you didn't want yourself to be even more ostracized than what you were. Now, we saw this all playing out with the pandemic, right? We saw the same way of treating people in terms of that. And then, of course, they had to also no longer be living in the city. They had to go to outside camps where they would be housed. And we saw this in a few countries where they actually took people to outside camps. But as a leprous person, you weren't like sent to a specific leper colony or anything, although you could go there. But you weren't allowed to be inside the city, which meant that you couldn't go and buy clothes or do anything like that. You had to collect from rubbish dumps and wherever you could get the latest things from that perspective. You had to harvest your food out in the wild, which they knew how to do in those days. But that was your life. That was your life. That is how you were. And you knew that you had leprosy, right? And because you knew that you had leprosy, which was a really terrible disease because parts of you would rot away and then fall off, right? People were walking around without noses or fingers or things like that. It tended to attack the extremities worse, but, you know, you could have it anyway. And oddly enough, if your whole body was turned white, all the hairs on your body turned white, it meant that you had leprosy, but you were no longer contagious. And so you were allowed to come back into the society again. Nevertheless, that was the state of this. So you knew that you had leprosy, and you knew that you had leprosy because the priest had told you that you had leprosy. And it meant that you were respecting other people enough not to go too close to them, right? Because, as I said, you knew what society was like. And in fact, those people that did do that kind of thing, they were not beaten there in public. They made sure that they never came near anybody again, right? Whatever way, shape, or form that was. And they stood afar off, and they lifted up voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Of course, they know that they can't get out of the situation that they're in. They can't heal themselves, right? They know that he can, so he says, "Have mercy on us." And when he saw, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." So he didn't say you're healed. He said, "Go back to the people that said that you're unclean." Oh, Lord, where are you going with this? Go back to the people who said that you're unclean. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. The action of going back to the people who had said that they were unclean in the first place, that very action was faith enough for them to be cleansed. Now, if they just said, well, you know, I don't look cleansed, so I'm not going to go back to the priest, right? Because to go back to the priest and you're not cleansed, you're just going to be told again, forget it. You have to believe what Jesus says. And Jesus didn't go close to them, touch them, or do anything. He said, just go show yourself to the priest, right? He did not force them to come close to himself. He dealt with them from where they were. They considered themselves full of leprosy. They did not want him to come too close to them. They did not want that situation. So he respected that. So what he did? He didn't even touch them. He didn't do any of those things. He just said, go and show yourself to the priest. Go and show yourself to the one who said that you're unclean. I know there's something in that, but I don't know. The Lord doesn't unpack that one yet. So we'll come back to it, I'm sure. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down face at his feet, did come all the way back, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And remember the Samaritans, they were rejected by the Jews, yet they lived in Samaria, and they considered themselves Jews. But the so-called pure Jews within Jerusalem, that area, they rejected them. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. We've seen this word a couple of times. Thy faith hath made thee whole. You see, the others, they were physically healed. This one came and glorified God, thanked Jesus, and was made whole. In other words, his whole entire body, not his leprosy only. Everything about him, his emotions, his everything about him was made whole. In fact, it's when you go to Jesus that your soul is restored. It's when you go to Jesus that you discover who you truly are. And if you're accepted by him, then you know who you really are. Because he is the author of life, right? The others walked away being physically healed. He walked away being in all ways healed. That would not have happened had he not gone back and given God the glory. You know, we have to give God the glory for the things that he does in our life. Otherwise, those things disappear. They collapse. If you try and hold on to the glory for something God did, it is going to hurt you. It is going to get so sour and septic, and it's going to burn you. Don't hold on to things that, if there's any praise to give God, you give it to him. You give it to him quick. You know, this leper saw that he was cleansed. He didn't think about it. He came straight back and gave glory to God at Jesus' feet. There's a message there, right? But there's another message alongside this. And it has to do with that part that we read earlier. And when he saw, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. So often when people mistreat you and say all kinds of horrible things about you, they're treating you like you've got leprosy. You know, to ostracize a person from a group, all you got to do is gossip about them. And suddenly the group doesn't want anything. That's the same thing as putting leprosy on somebody. It's the same thing as infecting somebody with leprosy. Now that person doesn't feel accepted, and they feel like they can't come into the group. And this is how Satan destroys relationships, right? Well, what does God say here? Well, first you've got to take it to the Lord. First you've got to ask God for mercy. You've got to look at what is it is. Did you do something that actually wasn't right? Because if it wasn't right, you know that you need to fix that, right? But then Jesus is saying, go back to the one who told you that you had leprosy. Go back to the one who spoke and said things that were not true about you. Go to that person and show yourself. What does it mean, show yourself? Tell them the truth about you. Tell them the truth about you so that they can see the reality of you. You know, it's really, really interesting. People, they want to gossip about something, right? And obviously we know that's a spirit working in the background. But anyway, so they want to gossip about something. So they try and find something, try and find something. Eventually they find something that somebody said. And they use that as something that they're going to gossip about, right? Well, when you go and show yourself, truth is they probably don't even have the tiniest bit of all the bad on you. And you go to them and you say to them, you know, actually, you don't even really know anything about me. But I tell you what, seeing as you like to gossip, let me tell you all the bad things about me, right? And you start, you know what, firstly, they're going to feel uncomfortable. But besides that, you are not worried any longer. There's no power of their gossip over you because you're the one who's saying that, yeah, that's it. Gossip only has power when you don't want that word to come out. When you don't care if it comes out because God's going to take care of it anyway. It has no power over you whatsoever. You are free to walk through the streets. If somebody wants to think the wrong thing about you, well, people are going to do that anyway. Satan's going to cause people to make assumptions. And anyhow, all those things, it doesn't matter what people think. Absolutely does not matter what people think. And you say, oh yeah, but if they think this, then they won't let me do that. Well, you know what? If God wants them to be allowed to think that, then quite frankly, you shouldn't be going into that place in the first place. In which case, God's got a better place for you to go. So thank you, Lord, for making it so that I cannot go to that place. I can now look for another place that you want me to go to. You know, God has ways of moving us around. Right? But you never move for fear. If a situation gets closed down because now you can't go there, because whether they believe it or not, it's irrelevant, right? But if a place gets closed down, God's trying to move you somewhere else. And so, here we have a situation whereby people are throwing stones, basically, by casting these words at you. Behind your back, mind you, most of it. But it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter what they think. But then the Lord says, he said, go and show them who you really are. Now, why would you go and show somebody how bad you've really been? You see, it's pointless going to show somebody how bad you've really been until you can say to them straight afterwards, or in the middle of it, in case they walk away, you say, do you see that Jesus can save me? If he can save me, I'm sure he can save you. Even for all the gossiping that you're doing and all the destruction that you're causing, I'm sure Jesus can save you. If he can save me for all the stuff I did, I know he can save you for all the gossips and the nonsense and the junk that you're sharing. But you go and speak to that same person. Now, you know you are speaking to the Spirit. Right, so don't just go and have this conversation without speaking to the Lord first. Here the people came and they spoke to the Lord first. They spoke to the Lord and they said, Lord, have mercy on us. Well, you've got this situation. People are casting all kind of aspersions at you, whatever about you. Ask the Lord for mercy. And then go and show them who you really are. You know, it's amazing how Satan hates truth. He absolutely hates the truth. He wants lies everywhere. You go bring truth into a situation, all of a sudden, it all melts away. melts away. Now, it does require a bit of wisdom as to how you go about doing that, so pray about how you do it, right? Now it goes one step further, and that is leprosy is the same thing as sin. Sin is the same thing as leprosy. It causes you to be separated from God so that you cannot get close to Him. You cannot get into heaven. You're rejected. In the spiritual realm, you cannot get there. You just cannot be allowed in because of your sin. So then you go to God and you say, Lord, please have mercy on me. Mercy on me. Mercy on my soul. I want to be able to get into heaven, to be with you, not just so I can have a good time and not be in hell. I want to be with you. And if that's your true attitude, what does God say? Go show yourself to the priest. Who is the priest? It's Jesus. Go show yourself to Jesus. Go and show him the whole mess that you are. Go and be honest with him about everything that you are. He already knows it, so you're not telling him anything new, right? But he wants you to know that you've thought about it and you've spoken about it, that you've had this conversation. He needs you to say it so that you know that you've said it. Because then, only then is it a contractual thing. You know, in the spiritual realm, what you speak is a contract. It's like a written contract. It's important for you to speak these things and bring them to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm such a mess, Father. I look at my life. You know, even now, I look at my own life. And the closer I get to the Lord, the more mess I see in myself. The more I realize how I'm getting things wrong. My goodness. And the more I say, Lord, have mercy on me. I don't believe any of us are ever going to die perfect. I honestly don't believe we're even going to get close. At least, certainly not through our own efforts. But when we accept Jesus, we swap places with him, right? We swap. We swap places. He takes everything that we've done wrong and he takes that to hell. And he's us free. We are healed. And when we return to God and we look at our lives and we say, Lord God, I think this is such a beautiful part of this message. When we return to God and we say, God, thank you so much for saving me. Thank you so much for sending Jesus. Thank you so much. I look back at my life and I look at who I used to be. And I look at the evil that I used to do and the things I would say and the destruction I caused. I look at that of what I used to be and I realize what you've done in healing me. And I'm really, really sorry. And when you have that attitude, it does a couple of things. The first thing it does is makes you wary to make that same mistake again. It makes you cautious not to let things leave your lips. And it makes you truly appreciate Jesus, truly appreciate the blood of Jesus and what he has accomplished for you. And then because you glorify God, so it's not just that you say this, you tell other people about Jesus. You tell other people, you glorify God and what he has done in your life. And you know, when people see your life change from what it used to be to what it is now, they go, there must be something real there. Right. And what's more is he makes you whole in every way. He makes you whole. And it's interesting because that word whole is strange, right? It's got a W and then a H-O-L-E. So whole has a silent W on when it makes you complete. Right. But there's also a whole without the W on it. That's in the center of everybody, and you speak to somebody who doesn't have Jesus, and they'll tell you there's an emptiness inside me, and I don't know what it is. I don't know how to fix it. I don't feel right. I know that something is wrong. And it's that W part that's missing. It's the wholeness of God. You know, I find it really interesting that the W in God's name is flanked by H's on both sides. It's the W that is central core there. YHWH, W is central core. It has an H on either side, and the H is actually a sign of a door. Jesus is accepting everybody who will come to him. YHWH, and that W is in the front of the word whole. I find that fascinating. Completely unrelated, of course, because it's not Jewish, but there you go. Who knows? God knew about all of this from the beginning, right? You will be made in every way whole when you accept Jesus and you thank Jesus and you glorify Jesus to other people. And you will not have that leprosy that separates you from God. And as for people, well, go back to the person who is spewing the nonsense and tell them, show them who you really are. Show them Jesus. Well, God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful day.